This week's episode of Pilot Season is brought to you by technical difficulties. The internet kept cutting out, the recorder kept doing terrible things, so it doesn't sound the best. But it was a fun episode to record, even if the topic was a terrible, terrible waste of everyone's time, and probably the worst thing I've ever seen on Netflix. Enjoy. Hello, hello and welcome to Pilot Season, a podcast which has been fraught with internet connection difficulties in the last hour and other technical issues, but normally we talk about not technical difficulties, but television pilots. I'm Patrick Brogan, and alongside me is Alan Byrne. Hello, Alan Byrne. Are you as annoyed about this as I am?
I am Patrick Brogan, although I do appreciate the podcast technical difficulties, that's a completely different thing.
Yes.
I wish we were having that technical difficulties right now, because those are funny guys.
We were due to start recording an hour ago, but then our Skype recorder didn't work, and then my internet kept popping.
And lots of problems.
Lots of problems. Just endless problems. And the biggest problem is we're going to talk about a terrible thing, Alan. Tell the people.
We're talking about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: The Next Mutation.
Yes, a 1997 series, which was a loose continuation of the live action Turtles trilogy, which on our previous podcast we covered two of those with Darren Smith, who is no longer with us, but he's very much alive. I was talking to him today.
Beyond the grave.
He sent me an email. He's very much alive. But he's not with us for this. And this is on Netflix. And I don't know why.
Netflix has a lot of Saban Entertainment stuff. You could watch all of Power Rangers if you wanted to, Patrick. All 20 years of it.
To me, that feels like it's really not worth it.
Why not? You could do it, watch it, you could review it. That's a great idea. No one's had that idea. Watch all of Power Rangers and review it.
Yeah, that's an untapped market. Kind of like, playing computer games and putting it on YouTube.
This is gold. Are you writing these down?
Or live streaming it. Or, maybe podcasts seem like a big deal. It seems like a thing no one's really doing. They could be a big deal.
Yeah, we should get on this.
Yeah.
This is dynamite, Patrick. we're going to make so much money.
Wow. We are bringing you 2006's best ideas for the future. So TMNT, the next mutation, the Turtles, the next mutation, is something which aired between the 12th of September 1997 and the 20th of March 1998. There were 26 episodes, all of which, like I said, are on Netflix, if you really want to do that. There were some changes to a lot of things, namely, there was no April O'Neil, no Casey Jones. The Turtles' weapons were different. Leonardo had a different type of weapon. Donatello had a staff instead of a bow. Raphael, stuff was different. I'm reading the whole Wikipedia. Stuff was different, basically. The main thing is, it's not very good.
And that's the end of the podcast. Okay,
goodbye.
Let's rank this.
I remember watching this as a child. And
yeah,
it didn't seem as awful then.
Well, it was 1997. I was confused because I hadn't seen the movies before watching this, so I was wondering why Raphael was a really angry, angry person. Turtle mutant.
Let's begin, Alan. Somewhere in China, at some point, there's racist stereotypes of Chinese people and a weird hooded thing.
Yeah, there's this guy, his name is Chung Yi, and he's got a wobbly portal glass thing that he spends a lot of time just sitting in front of.
Yeah, for reasons
Exploring
unexplained.
the other objects in his incredibly small and sparsely decorated room.
Like, you know, he's
It's not bad.
it's yeah, like, he just looks at this thing, and he has some weird hooded thing walking around who's like a daughter to him, but there's also an ancient evil that's in his weird glass thing that he's looking into.
Judge what that goes on in the privacy of someone's bedroom, but I would not keep the ancient evil in there.
So there was a really awful intro.
Oh yeah, it's got this weird half rap, hip hop, mildly rock theme.
Yeah. It's not catchy nor interesting.
It certainly is about the turtles, though.
It is
So,
about turtles.
got that bit. It is indeed about turtles.
Yes, it is indeed about turtles.
And then there's some after the credits, there's some shots of New York where they have the producer titles and stuff come up with really annoying sound effects.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be the turtles.
And punches and
There's lots of really annoying sound effects in this thing. It's mostly sound effects that are annoying. Speaking of annoying sound effects, the turtle characters appear in shadow, and you can tell that the lip syncing is terrible based off of the silhouettes.
Leo is arguing at Raph because Raph wants to go out and be on the. It's this thing again.
Yeah.
I'll just be the fun one.
No, he has to be grumpy and stuff.
I'm the man, sarcastic Raphael, now and forever.
But then he gets on a motorbike, as turtles tend to do, and he goes motorbiking around.
With a helmet.
The helmet, yeah. And the
Always wear
entire,
your helmet.
yes. The entire thing is that is set up so we don't see close-ups at all of the puppets.
Which is probably for the best.
Because when we get close-ups, they are awful. And of course, he runs into the Foot Clan, who sometimes have those eye cage thingies and sometimes don't, depending
It depends.
on.
It's probably a status thing. Like, you have to work your way up to get the eye thingies.
Yeah, I don't know why
Like,
you would do.
you don't want to waste the eye.
I guess those eye things are probably expensive. Yeah, they seem
You have
expensive.
to learn to then get the eye things, and then you get orders from Shredder.
I guess. Also, Splinter plays chess with a blind man.
Yeah, he's not named in this episode. He does have a name, I'm sure,
Oh, yeah,
and
Blindy.
hopes and dreams of his own and everything.
I kind of want a series where a giant rat plays chess with a blind guy at night. For reasons. Like, it doesn't explain what that blind guy does when Splinter leaves. Does he go home?
I don't know, maybe he assumes the Splinter is going off to take a leak, so I think he just hangs around there. He could still be in that park to this day,
It's kind of like,
for all we
yeah.
know.
It's kind of like there's a film or on a play called I'm Not Rappaport, where Walter Matthau and I think Ossie Davis are these old men who meet in the park and become friends and only ever meet in the park and like do this old vaudeville routine called I'm not Rappaport, and it's kind of like that only with a giant rat and chess. So in this case, the old vaudeville routine's chess and the Walter Matthau character is a giant rat.
Patrick, how much better would this be if instead of playing chess, they just did a two-man show of Chess the Musical?
Probably much better.
Splinter and the blind man singing One Night in Bangkok.
I think we're on to a winner, because it's much better than fighting and terrible, terrible lip sync movements, where they're just we're in the train station place from Turtles 2. The turtles are discussing, well, Leonardo's discussing breaking his face, breaking some bricks with his face, and Donatello has made a tracking thing.
That can somehow track turtles and identify them and give them their own little colored dots.
Yeah, and they're not really impressed by this, any of them. I
He's
mean,
hacked a satellite, you guys.
yeah, but they're like, "Hey, aren't you too old to be playing Join the Dots?" I think he just did a really impressive thing, and you're giving him grief. Why? Also, Raphael's fighting. Do you notice that in that in some of these shots, the jaws of the turtles or Splinter are just hanging open?
Yeah, I wonder if that's when the batteries die, because I saw the behind the scenes of Team America, and they had those animatronic puppet heads, and when the batteries died, the face would just go limp and the jaw would slack.
It's really weird because Raphael's driving around on his motorbike with a slack jaw, and Splinter turns up and he's all slack jawed and starts
Yeah.
fighting. It's
I get the feeling this was made in a rush and there weren't often second takes if you could possibly use it.
yeah. Splinter doesn't like Splinter fights off the Foot Clan and is really annoyed about motorcycles, but the other
Well,
turtles have
they're not
arrived.
ninja. Motorcycles are not the way of the ninja.
The other ones have arrived in a car.
That's probably the way of the ninja because Splinter doesn't have anything to say about this.
Apparently not.
It's a Hummer of some description, right?
It looks to me like it's just like a Jeep rather than a Hummer. Hummer is a
Yeah,
bit
but
bigger.
they're like,
I don't.
kind of like an open top Hummer.
I'm not a car expert. If you're a car expert, tweet us or whatever. Tweet Alan.
If you're a
Alanbeirne.
car expert, first watch this episode in its entirety and then tell us if that's the only problem you have, us calling that a Hummer.
And Michelangelo gets called out and told to grow up for ordering pizza. Let's talk about what Shredder looks like in this.
Okay. Shredder looks like a person in a weird Shredder cosplay outfit.
He's the least impressive and least physically intimidating person ever.
And I don't like voice acting, which is odd. It's not very powerful, you know?
Yeah, it's very not great voice acting at all. It's very.
Which is weird. Starscream, the guy who did the voice of Shredder, it was the voice actor for Starscream in Transformers.
And here he is not giving a damn.
Was clearly they weren't paying Starscream rates.
Also has a
The
lawn chair
turtles
for
have
throne.
fallen. Now I, Shredder, will reign supreme.
You notice his throne is basically a lawn chair?
No, I did not. I wasn't looking at the throne, I was kind of distracted by Shredder.
It's like a big metallic, it's like a kind of metal lawn chair. This looks so cheap. Probably because they spent all of their money on Splinter's virtual reality Skype calls.
They probably shouldn't have.
Yeah, it looks like that Ra's al Ghul bit from Arkham City, where you're everything's all dreamy and melty and weird.
I never got that far in Arkham City.
Only it's it's more reboot looking than that.
It is, isn't it? It's very reboot.
Yeah.
Okay, right, yeah. Plot. Splinter is meditating, and he has a chat with Chun-Li, who's probably better at meditating than Splinter because he just appears as a big, huge head.
Yeah.
Splinter is regular size, and then his friend shows up, and he's got a big, giant head. I mean, That's all about status right there, isn't it?
Yeah, he calls Splinter Master Splinter, so I don't know what's going on there.
It's an honorific. It's like how you get letters addressed to Master Patrick Brogan.
Yeah, that happens.
It's because you've got a master's.
Yeah, that's how that works.
It is, yeah.
Well, maybe in
Splinter
theory.
has yet to achieve his PhD in ninjutsu, so he's only Master Splinter.
Yeah, that never happens. But dragons are coming, Alan.
Yes, the realm of dreams isn't safe because dragons are coming.
Didn't you always wonder if the realms of dreams was safe or not?
Well, I don't have to now, but I'm not going to sleep again because there's going to be dragons there, which is bad, apparently.
Yeah, this is a metaphor for the internet.
Here
There are dragons coming to take
be
away
dragons.
your internet. Back in the turtle lair, we get a slightly better working Raphael puppet who's angsty towards Splinter for reasons of being. Who cares, really?
Splinter interrupted his vigilante justice thing that Raphael always likes because he can't be sarcastic. Why would you have fun, Raphael?
Why would you have, yeah.
No, you want anti-hero Raphael, don't you? You will have it.
There is nothing fun in this. We have, again, we go back to not China, where the guy wants to explain his apprentice slash daughter, who is a turtle, by the way. That's how this ends. She's a turtle. To explain weird CGI glass thing to her and tells her how the world was run by dragons at one point. But now dragons are using his mind to get back into the real world. Kind of seems like looking into that glass thing was a real bad idea to begin with.
Yeah, this is why you don't keep ancient evil in the bedroom.
Yes. And then Michelangelo plays sewer surfing?
He's got a rocket skateboard that he's just driving around the sewers in. With a
Yeah,
helmet, obviously, because you're not wearing a helmet.
but he crashes through
Kids, when
the
you're playing on
thing.
rocket-powered skateboards.
You better wear a helmet, or you'll crash through the
Exactly.
walls of your sewer lair, and the Foot Clan will see you and track you there, and then attack you. Not after Leonardo gives himself a concussion by headbutting some cinder blocks.
At exactly the same time, so that there's a massive explosion noise.
Yeah, and Michelangelo can go out and can say, "I crashed, but his head hurts." Wow, wow, wow. The evil dragons, they threaten the Chinese guy with English accent, with their English accents, because they're evil, and they spit fire at him. And then the Foot Clan follow Raphael right back to the lair. Yeah,
Yeah.
that happens.
Should have been looking behind you to make sure you're not being tailed. It's not like you've lost any other layers because the Foot Clan found them and you should be
No,
cautious or anything, guys.
not like this happened in your whole your little continuity thing that you're going for here. And so he's really an idiot for letting them fall, and they were not that far behind him either. They were like
Yeah.
right behind him.
You probably heard them breathing down his neck.
I don't know if you can hear him. I don't know. Do turtles have good hearing? I don't know.
Well, they don't have ears, but they can hear, yeah.
Also, he must be really bad at being a ninja if he can't do that. What else happens? Yeah, they have a fight, and the fight's full of cartoony sound effects, and
Hoover-based combat.
it's basically like that fight scene at the start of TMNT Secrets of the Ooze. That one. It's
Yeah,
exactly that fight.
there's far less sausage-based combat.
Which,
I'm not
is
sure if that's a plus or a
that's a
minus.
plus. I live for sausage. I live for sausage-based combat. It's just about what I do. But the Foot Clan now know where they live.
But they are gracious enough to stop in the middle of the fight when the phone rings.
Oh yeah, they stop to know where they stop, to stop so Michelangelo can tell the pizza delivery guy, yes, he did order that marshmallow
It
pizza.
was sour cream with extra licorice
Oh,
pizza.
yeah, that sounds appetizing. God, this is dumb.
But at least the Foot Clan are polite when they're trying to destroy the turtles.
Yeah, and then they just leave because they got beaten up. So, what else are they gonna do? And the turtles don't care that their mortal enemies know exactly where they are now.
Not because Splinter isn't doing so hot.
Yep. And
That's not looking great for Chung-Yi either.
nope. He tells his daughter to go to New York and help Splinter because you're also a turtle. No one knows how you're going to get from China to New York. We don't know. You're a turtle. And then it ends. This is the first of a five-part opening thing.
Yeah, going into this, I didn't realize it was going to be five parts, and I messaged Patrick Madison. We both decided we were not watching five parts of this.
No, I barely want to watch one part of it. And I did. And what the? Why is this a thing? It seems like a
Right, so in the
real.
90s, Haim Saban ruled television with an iron fist. And made all the 90s action shows. Well, not just the Power Rangers, Patrick. Do you remember VR Troopers?
I remember Mystic Knights of Chernobog.
Big Bad Beetleborgs.
Seriously, we should do Mystic Knights of Chernobog.
Oh, yeah, we definitely have to.
You have to.
Kamen Rider.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of that's basically just buying rights to Japanese shows and then adding in your own stuff around it. He's basically like the Godfrey Ho of American television in the 90s. Yeah, but this is
Yeah,
just.
this was 100% American made, though,
Yeah, and
because there
it's.
were no turtle. I believe the word is Tatsujatsu. I'm probably mispronouncing that.
But
Sentai shows.
this is just several years too late for the turtles. And
Yes, it would have
it's
been 2 years after the cartoon finished.
yeah, and that was again way off of the hot
And the
time.
cartoon finished without airing all the episodes. At least in America.
Yeah, I mean
It got cancelled.
it wasn't exactly a time when people were crying out for turtles-based content, like.
Well, I was, but I think I might have been the exception.
I watched
And
it as well.
I certainly didn't want angry vigilante Raphael. I don't care if it's more true to the comics.
I watched this as well, but like it's really not good. It's really cheap. It's really poorly made. It's very 90s.
It's also been at one point was stricken from the record. The official Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I keep wanting to say Hero Turtles. The official Ninja Turtles website at one point erased all mentions of Venus de Milo, the female turtle, from it because Peter Laird does not like the character. And as one of the creators, he kind of has control over the franchise.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah, this is dumb, and that character is dumb,
I'm
and.
not opposed to the idea of a female turtle.
Well, yeah, but why would you bring. Why China?
It actually does get explained in the other four parts, Patrick. Why she's in China for all this time.
Is she your sister?
The show expressly states that these turtles are not related, so that she can be a love interest in case they need that to happen.
I don't want to see the moment where they try to make those those two puppet faces kiss. That's not gonna work.
It's a kid's show. They'll probably just try and awkwardly hold hands in those gloves.
That's not gonna work either.
Yeah, I hear that the suits were apparently very blinding. There are a lot of shots where high fives don't connect to stuff like that.
It's really bad. It's really badly made. It's just, it feels so cheap.
Yeah, it feels like it was made just fast and cheap. You're just going to crank out 26 episodes of television and sell it. It's creating for television at its most cynical.
It really is. There's nothing about this that's redeemable, apart from the blind guy. I like the blind guy. I want more giant rat and blind guy conversations and less turtles, which is a bad thing to say about your turtles TV show. If I feel like I'm rushing this, it's because I'm afraid my internet's going to drop at any second. So I'm trying to
get speed run of the podcast.
Trying to get through the podcast.
Right, yes. This is what we usually do when we're done talking about the episode.
Yeah. Plus, basically, this is because it's part of a five-parter. There is no plot.
But still, like, there are things we can call this up on. This, like, it has to make you want to watch the other four parts and presumably then 22 other episodes.
The opening credits that made me not want to watch the first part.
So not very enticing then.
It's really not. I mean, theme tune is just so forgettable. I've forgotten it already. And given this is the show, like, this is this franchise that gave us Turtle Power, like, and you know, even the ninja rap. You're failing miserably when your theme tune is completely forgettable.
Yes, when your theme tune is worse than Vanilla Ice. You have failed at theme tunes.
Go Ninja, Go Ninja, Go is comparatively, you know, a masterpiece of musicality compared to this. And all the music was really, like, early 90s record scratchy sounding stuff. It sounded really out of date for the time period it was being made in as well. It all feels far too late in the day to do a turtle show, and also really cheap and cynical and just not worth anyone's time.
I don't know if it was too late in the day for a turtle show. The turtles have kind of proven that the idea can keep coming back, and all it really needs is a bit of slight updating every now and then. Yeah. Like the 2003 cartoon series was well received and went on for a good few years. The recent movie was very successful.
But
I haven't seen it, so I can't judge its quality.
What I'm going on, what I'm getting at there is, it doesn't feel like they were making it for. It feels like a remnant of the early 90s in the late 90s.
Yeah, that's the thing. It shouldn't be a continuation of either the movies or the cartoon, which they apparently marketed it as a continuation of the cartoon, which is very disappointing.
Which it is not.
It's blatantly not. But yeah, Turtles 3 was what, 1991? 7 years after the...
No, it's about 93.
Was it 93? Right, so 4 years after that movie came out, let's make a TV show based on that. And when you're talking about kids, 4 years is a long time for kids, so they've probably grown up a bit past that. So it's kind of like Superman Returns. Except, well, Superman Returns is better than this. But it had the problem of, we're going to be a sequel to Superman 2. It's been 20 years. We're going to make another Superman movie. It's going to be a sequel to Superman 2.
In a surprise twist, so was this. The Next Generation, also a sequel to Superman 2. Which was a really left-wing choice.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a real socialist choice.
All of that is a long-winded way of saying start from scratch.
Yes, start from scratch. And I'm looking at the rankings here. I'm looking near the bottom.
How far down the bottom are we talking here, Patrick? I mean, like, I don't see it being Darkman bad.
I'm because looking just League of America.
It had a coherent story. Yeah, this is about right.
Both 1997. As well.
Oh God, you know this actually looks better than Justice League of America.
It does. It does actually. Yeah. It just helps.
Which is appalling.
This it helps that you know that Justice League of America didn't, but we watched a terrible, you know, bootlegged version, and for this, I think we both watched the Netflix version.
Yes.
As I repeat, this is on Netflix.
Netflix isn't just good stuff, Patrick.
Don't waste your time.
This is definitely the worst Netflix series we've reviewed.
It really is. I feel like it's actually on there just for podcasting about it. That's really all that's there for, because I can't think of anyone who's nostalgic for this.
Okay, but how about this scenario, Patrick? The kids just saw that Turtles movie, and there's some turtles here on Netflix. Let's stick them in front of that for a bit.
Oh, you're advocating TV babysitting.
I'm not advocating it. I'm saying it's a plausible scenario in which Netflix would want the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: The Next Mutation to be honest.
Let's just have a little look-see here. If I type into Netflix, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Or Turles. You get the current Nickelodeon Turtles. Turtle Power, a documentary about the Turtles. I got more earlier during my search, but that's not bringing me up. But if you actually could actually get the current show on Netflix, as well as a bunch of other things. Oh, more are coming up on. Yeah, my search isn't working that well, but you can get other things other than that.
But they're going to run out of turtle stuff eventually, so they're going to have to watch this. Or, you know, find another show to be interested in. Some other franchise.
Oh, typing in TMNT, it got me The Next Mutation, it got me the current Turtle series, it got me a documentary about the Turtles. It also got me Paw Control, a Nickelodeon show, The Adventures of Puss in Boots, Ken Burns The War. I don't know how that happened.
Yeah, there's to lead that bit in the Vietnam with turtles. Is that the war that we're talking about?
I don't know. No, World War II. World War II is the war. Also, Alvin and Chipmunks Meet the Wolfman, and Transformers Bots Rescue, and a Pac-Man series. So, actually, your Turtles pickings are pretty slim when it comes to Netflix, apart from this. By the looks of it, it's either this or the first two seasons of the current run of the show. I think kids would watch a lot faster, because I know for the fact of having, you know, nephews in the age bracket that currently watch the Turtles, that the Turtles are of that of the current run are the ones they want to see, not the ones that not even people who are in the right age bracket to watch it wanted to not see. That is Ninja Turtles: The Next Mutation. They weren't even teenagers; they were just ninjas. Even though it's said in the episode that they are 17 years old. So they are teenagers.
No, 18. They are 18. So they're no longer teenagers, they're adult mutant ninja turtles.
Gech.
I suppose technically teen is still in the age, but
Yes.
they're past the age of majority.
So I would say number 39.
Number 39, you think that this is worse than Naked Jungle?
Yeah, I mean, no one's naked, but
They're
well, technically they are. Technically, very much they are.
wearing bandanas.
They're kind
And
of naked.
belts.
They're kind of naked. But Naked Jungle at least amused me in that someone thought this was an idea that they could make. This didn't amuse me. This made me angry.
That's probably fair. I mean, the point against Naked Jungle is it's got naked Cheggers in it.
I don't really have a problem with naked Cheggers. Let him be him.
I never wanted to see Cheggers naked. I have no problem with Cheggers.
I completely ignored the fact that he was naked for the entire thing.
That was the weird thing. It got kind of just, oh, right, yeah, they're not wearing clothes. Okay.
Which I think is a plus point for Naked Jungle. That you ignore the fact that they're, naked.
It was fighting for body normativity.
Yeah, it just became a thing.
The human body doesn't have to be sexual. Look at these people. Keep
Hey,
looking at them.
that's a little bit too far. But the point is like a point for Naked Jungle over the Ninja Turtles and Exploitation is that
Is
it.
that a bad bastion of body positivity?
Yes. I think that's a good enough reason as any to make Ninja Turtles the next mutation are number 39. I think that's you told. So that's our new number 39 is Ninja Turtles the next mutation. So Alan, I don't know what next week is, because you haven't told me. Because Alan's going to program the next few episodes. So
Yes.
it's a surprise to me.
Yes, Patrick has decided, much in the same way that around this time last year, Patrick sprung an entire month of wrestling on me.
True.
that I should do the same to him. So next week, Patrick, we're going all the way back to the year 2000.
Ooh, a far off distant year of 15, oh wait, 16 years ago. I know what the year it is.
And do you remember, Patrick, that Bruce Campbell was very good friends with Sam Raimi? And Sam Raimi had a pretty decent career in the mid-2000s of making TV shows.
He did.
And he created a show for his good friend Bruce Campbell called Jack of All Trades.
About a guy called Jack who has many different trades.
Well, why don't we find out next week?
Yes, we will. Meanwhile, if you want to suggest more things for Alan to subject me to, or be subject to Alan in future episodes, you can contact Alan at where, Alan? I flipped this around for some reason. I don't know why.
What? No,
Yeah.
that's not how these things go.
Ooh, I'm throwing you a curveball.
No,
Fine, I'll
your
go with
vengeance was swift and fast.
Well, do it the wrong way
You can
again.
find me.
And it's Patrick from the future butting in to tell you that the end of this podcast didn't get recorded because of technical reasons. Well, I lie. It did get recorded, but just not in a way you want to actually listen to. So, I'm going to do all of Alan's plugs for him. If you want to contact Alan, you can go firstly, maybe, to his Tumblr, which is alanburn.tumblr.com. That's assuming you're the kind of person who goes on Tumblr. Now, Alan's Tumblr is perfectly acceptable, except for one thing, and it is the fact that it is entitled Trilbies Are Cool. Now, Alan, it's been like that for a while, and I think that's problematic. I mean, really, at this point, Trilbies have been co-opted by a certain breed of people, which I don't think fully represent Alan's worldview. And if you agree with me that he should change the name of his blog to Tribbles Are Cool, then you should probably tweet at him, at Alan Byrne. That's A-L-A-N-B-E-I-R-N-E. Now maybe you don't tweet, or you don't tumble. You could probably get in touch with him via his website. That is albyrne.com. You know, I think albyrne.com is a mature enough web space to recognize that Trilbies are not cool. And I think you could persuade it to persuade Alan's other, more active social media presence, i.e. his Tumblr, to change its name to something that is more truthful. We'll be back with whatever is next week's episode. Jack of all trades, I think. Goodbye.